Mishadalit, the Torah states, Lishishchat al chomitz dam zivchi. You shall not slaughter the blood of my sacrifice whilst you still own chomitz. And indeed, as the Mishnah tells us, Hashrichit is a pesach al chomitz, one who slaughters a korban pesach, whilst one of the members of the chabura bringing that korban pesach still owns chomitz, or whilst the person slaughtering the korban pesach still owns chomitz, over belaysaseh, that person transgresses a negative prohibition of the Torah. The truth is, the same applies for all four of these services: the slaughtering, the receiving of the blood, the transporting of the blood, the throwing of the blood. If chometz is in the possession of any of them when that is done, then the korban is invalid. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afatomid, even the afternoon korban tomid, which is bought on Erev Pesach, cannot be bought as long as the person slaughtering it and processing the korban still owns chometz. Rabbi Yehuda learns this from the pasuk, which says, Dam zivchi, the blood of my sacrifice. Why does it say my sacrifice? What other korban is known as my sacrifice? The answer is the korban tomid. Es korbani lachmi. The pasuk calls it my korban, Hashem's korban. And so Rabbi Yehuda says that this prohibition is also referring to the korban tomid, such that if the person who slaughters or does any of the other services processing the korban tomid, if he still owns chametz, then he would also be violating a negative prohibition. Now Rabbi Shimon is the third opinion, and he takes it a step further, because Rabbi Shimon notes that the Torah has this prohibition twice. It says, Leisizbach al chomitz dam zivchi, and it also says, Leisishchat al chomitz dam zivchi. Why does the Torah say the same prohibition twice? To teach you that not only does this apply to the korban pesach, which is the simple explanation, but it really applies to every korban. However, since it's said in two different psukim, it is learned that the halachas and the way that this law is applied to the korban pesach is different to the way that it is applied to other korbanos. And the truth is, it's pretty much the exact opposite of each other. Because for as long as the prohibition applies to the korban pesach, it does not apply to the other korbanos. Meaning on Erev Pesach, when it applies to the korban pesach, then it does not apply to the other korbanos. But on the for the duration of Pesach itself, it does apply to the other korbanos, but not to the korban pesach itself. And Rabbi Shimon explains, HaPesach, korban pesach ba'arba'a asar, on the 14th of Nisan, when the korban pesach can be brought, lishma, if he brings a korban pesach for the right reasons, lishma, he does it for the sake of a korban pesach, so it's a valid korban, and the korban pesach can be eaten. So in that case, certainly chayev, he would be liable if he does so while still owning some chometz, the shelo lishma, but if he slaughtered the korban pesach not lishma, which means that the entire korban pesach is invalid and it cannot be eaten, says to be Shimon Potter, in that case he would be exempt, even if he had chometz in his possession. He would not have violated the prohibition, because the prohibition is to do a valid slaughtering whilst having chometz in your possession. But if the entire slaughtering wasn't valid, and the animal can still not be eaten, so Rabbi Shimon does not consider that to be considered a shechita, and therefore even if he owned chometz at that time, he would not have violated that prohibition. Ushor klazvachim. But when it comes to all other korbanos, as we learned at the beginning of this perek, all other korbanos which are bought even not lishma, the actual korban is still valid. The owner might need to bring another korban, but the actual korban is considered valid and can be eaten. Which means that the shechita is considered to be a shechita, because it does permit the animal to be eaten. So the Mishnah says, Ushor klazvachim and all other korbanos, bein lishman v'shelo lishman, whether they were bought lishma or not, if they were bought on Erev Pesach and the person still had chometz in his possession, so it's considered to be a valid korban, but as we said, as long as the prohibition applies to korban Pesach, it does not apply to other korbanos, and therefore Potter, who would be exempt. Ua moyed, and during Pesach itself, lishmoy, if he shechts the korban Pesach, during Pesach itself, with the intention of shechting it for a korban pesach. So of course a korban pesach can't be bought after the 14th of Nisan, and therefore it's not considered to be a valid korban, which means that the entire shechita is not considered to be considered a shechita, and so certainly Potter, he's exempt. Shelo lishmoy, but if he slaughtered it not lishma, and we're talking about a case where he had the intention to slaughter it for the sake of a korban shalomim, and the halacha is that something which was designated to be a korban pesach, if it passes the 14th of Nisan and it was not bought as a korban pesach, then it becomes a regular korban shalomim. Because really a korban pesach is considered a type of korban shalomim. And if it can't be bought as a korban pesach, then it becomes a regular korban shalomim. So if he slaughtered it not for the sake of a korban pesach, but for the sake of a korban shalomim, during Pesach, so that korban will be valid. And it's not considered to be a korban Pesach. So as we said, during the duration of Pesach, the prohibition of slaughtering a korban whilst owning chometz applies to all other korbanos, which are valid. And in this case, it's a different korban, it's a korban shalomim, which is valid, and therefore chayef, he would be liable. Ushar klazavachim, and when it comes to all other korbanos which are slaughtered during Pesach, whether they are bought for the right, for the sake of that korban itself, or for the sake of a different korban, chayev, he would be liable, because the korban is considered valid, even if it's not lishma. However, there is one exception, chuzman achatos sheshchotot lishma, except for a korban chatos, which was slaughtered not for the sake of a korban chatos, because when it comes to a korban chatos, it does need to be slaughtered lishma, and if it was not slaughtered lishma, then the entire korban is considered invalid.